The Book of the Law by Aleister Crowley, an Adult Brain audiobook production, read to you by Graham Dunlop. Chapter 1. Had, the manifestation of Nui, the unveiling of the company of heaven. Every man and every woman is a star. Every number is infinite. There is no difference. Help me, O warrior lord of Thebes, in my unveiling before the children of man. Be thou Hadit, my secret center, my heart, and my tongue. Behold, it is revealed by Iwas, the minister of Hor Parkrat. The Kabs is in the Khu, not the Khu in the Kabs. Worship then the Kabs, and behold my light shed over you. Let my servants be few in secret, they shall rule the many and the known. These are fools that men adore. Both their gods and their men are fools. Come forth, O children, under the stars, and take your fill of love. I am above you and in you. My ecstasy is in yours. My joy is to see your joy. Above the gemmed azure is the naked splendor of Nui. She bends in ecstasy to kiss the secret ardors of Hadit. The winged globe, the starry blue, are mine. O Ankh Afnakansu. Now ye shall know that the chosen priest and apostle of infinite space is the prince priest the beast, and in his woman called the scarlet woman is all power given. They shall gather my children into their fold, they shall bring the glory of the stars into the hearts of men. For he is ever a sun, and she a moon. But to him is the winged secret flame, and to her the stooping starlight. But ye are not so chosen. Burn upon their brows, O splendorous serpent. O azure-lidded woman, bend upon them. The key of the rituals is in the secret word which I have given unto him. With the god and the adorer, I am nothing. They do not see me. They are as upon the earth. I am heaven, and there is no other god than me, and my lord Hadit. Now, therefore, I am known to ye by my name Nui, and to him by a secret name which I will give him when at last he knoweth me. Since I am infinite space, and the infinite stars thereof, do ye also thus. Bind nothing. Let there be no difference made among you between any one thing and any other thing, for thereby there cometh hurt. But whoso availeth in this, let him be the chief of all. I am Nui, and my word is 650. Divide, add, multiply, and understand. Then saith the prophet and the slave of the Beatus One, Who am I, and what shall be the sign? So she answered him, bending down, a lambent flame of blue, all touching, all penetrant, her lovely hands upon the black earth, and her lithe body arched for love, and her soft feet not hurting the little flowers. Thou knowest, and the sign shall be my ecstasy, the consciousness of the continuity of existence, the omnipresence of my body. Then the priest answered and said unto the queen of space, kissing her lovely brows, and the dew of her light bathing his whole body in a sweet-smelling perfume of sweat, O Nui, continuous one of heaven, let it be ever thus, that men speak not of thee as one but as none, and let them speak not of thee at all, since thou art continuous. None breathed the light, faint and fairy, of the stars and two. For I am divided for love's sake, for the chance of union. This is the creation of the world, that the pain of division is as nothing, and the joy of dissolution all. For these fools of men and their woes care not thou at all. They feel little. What is balanced by weak joys. But ye are my chosen ones. Obey my prophet. Follow out the ordeals of my knowledge. Seek me only. Then the joys of my love will redeem ye from all pain. This is so. I swear it by the vault of my body, by my sacred heart and tongue. But all I can give, by all I desire of ye all. Then the priest fell into a deep trance or swoon, and said unto the queen of heaven, Write unto us the ordeals, write unto us the rituals, write unto us the law. But she said, The ordeals I write not, the rituals shall be half known and half concealed, the law is for all. This that thou writest is the threefold book of law. My scribe Ankh Afnakhonsu, the priest of the princes, shall not in one letter change this book, but lest there be folly, he shall comment thereupon by the wisdom of Ra Hur Kuit. Also the mantras and spells, the obia and the wanga, the work of the wand and the work of the sword, these he shall learn and teach. He must teach, but he may make severe the ordeals. The word of the law is Thelema. Who calls us Thelemites will do no wrong if he look but close into the word. For there are therein three grades, the hermit and the lover and the man of earth. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. The word of sin is restriction. O man, refuse not thy wife if she will. O lover, if thou wilt, depart. There is no bond that can unite the divided but love. All else is a curse. Accursed. Accursed be it to the aeons. Hell. Let it be that state of manihood, bound and loathing. So with thy all, thou hast no right but to do thy will. Do that, and no other shall say nay. For pure will, unassuaged of purpose, delivered from the lust of result, is every way perfect. The perfect and the perfect are one perfect and not two, nay, are none. Nothing is secret key of this law. 61, the Jews call it. I call it 8, 80, 418. But they have the half. Unite by thine art so that all disappear. My prophet is a fool with his one, one, one. Are not they the ox and none by the book? Abrogate are all rituals, all ordeals, all words and signs. Ra Hur Kuit hath taken his seat in the east at the equinox of the gods. And let Asar be with Isa, who also are one. But they are not of me. Let Asar be the adorant, Isa the sufferer. Hor in his secret name and splendor is the Lord initiating. There is a word to say about the hierophantic task. Behold, there are three ordeals in one, and it may be given in three ways. The gross must pass through fire. Let the fine be tried in intellect, and the lofty chosen ones in the highest. Thus ye have star and star, system and system. Let not one know well the other. There are four gates to one palace. The floor of that palace is of silver and gold. Lapis lazuli and jasper are there. And all rare scents, jasmine and rose and the emblems of death. Let him enter in turn or at once the four gates. Let him stand on the floor of the palace. Will he not sink? Ho, warrior, if thy servant sink. But there are means and means. Be goodly, therefore. Dress ye all in fine apparel. Eat rich foods and drink sweet wines and wines that foam. Also take your fill and will of love as ye will. When, where, and with whom ye will, but always unto me. If this not be all right, if ye confound the space marks, saying, they are one, or saying, they are many, if the ritual be not ever unto me, then expect the direful judgments of Ra, Hur, Kuit. This shall regenerate the world, the little world, my sister, my heart, and my tongue, unto whom I send this kiss. Also, O scribe and prophet, though thou be of the princess, it shall not assuage thee nor absolve thee, but ecstasy be thine and joy of earth, ever to me, to me. Change not as much as the style of a letter, for behold thou, O prophet, shall not behold all these mysteries hidden therein. The child of thy bowels, he shall behold them. Expect him not from the east nor from the west, for from no expected house cometh that child. Om. All words are sacred, and all prophets true, save only that they understand a little. Solve the first half of the equation, leave the second unattacked. But thou hast all in the clear light and some, though not all, in the dark. Invoke me under my stars. Love is the law, love under will. Nor let the fools mistake love, for there are love and love. There is the dove and there is the serpent. Choose ye well. He, my prophet, hath chosen, knowing the law of the fortress and the great mystery of the house of God. All these old letters of my book are all right, but Sadie is not the star. This also is secret. My prophet shall reveal it to the wise. I give unimaginable joys on earth, certainty, not faith, while in life, upon death, peace unutterable, rest, ecstasy. Nor do I demand aught in sacrifice. My incense is of resinous woods and gums, and there is no blood therein, because of my hair, the trees of eternity. My number is 11, as all their numbers who are of us, the five-pointed star with a circle in the middle, and the circle is red. My color is black to the blind, but the blue and gold are seen of the seeing. Also I have a secret glory for them that love me. But to love me is better than all things. If under the night stars in the desert thou presently burnest mine incense before me, invoking me with a pure heart and the serpent flame therein, thou shalt come a little to lie in my bosom. For one kiss wilt thou then be willing to give all. But whoso gives one particle of dust shall lose all in that hour. He shall gather goods and store of women and spices. He shall wear rich jewels. He shall exceed the nations of the earth in splendor and pride, but always in the love of me, and so shall ye come to my joy. I charge you earnestly to come before me in a single robe and covered with a rich headdress. I love you. I yearn to you. Pale or purple, veiled or voluptuous, I who am all pleasure and purple and drunkenness of the innermost sense desire you. Put on the wings and arouse the coiled splendor within you. Come unto me. At all my meetings with you shall the priestess say, and her eyes shall burn with desire as she stands bare and rejoicing in my secret temple. To me, calling forth the flame of the hearts of all in her love chant. Sing the rapturous love song unto me. Burn to me perfumes. Wear to me jewels. Drink to me, for I love you. I love you. I am the blue-lidded daughter of sunset. I am the naked brilliance of the voluptuous night sky. To me, to me. The manifestation of nuit is at an end. Chapter 2. Nu, the hiding of Hadid. Come, all ye, and learn this secret that hath not yet been revealed. I, Hadid, am the complement of Nu. My bride, I am not extended, and Kabs is the name of my house. In the sphere, I am everywhere the center, as she, the circumference, is nowhere found. Yet she shall be known, and I never. Behold, the rituals of the old time are black. Let the evil ones be cast away. Let the good ones be purged by the prophet. Then shall this knowledge go aright. I am the flame that burns in every heart of man, and in the core of every star. I am life, and the giver of life, yet therefore is the knowledge of me the knowledge of death. I am the magician and the exorcist. I am the axle of the wheel, and the cube in the circle. Come unto me is a foolish word, for it is I that go. Who worshipped Heru Pa Krath have worshipped me? Ill, for I am the worshipper. Remember, all ye, that existence is pure joy, that all the sorrows are but as shadows. They pass and are done, but there is that which remains. O prophet, thou hast ill will to learn this writing. I see thee hate the hand and the pen, but I am stronger, because of me in thee which thou knewest not. For why? Because thou wast the knower and me. Now let there be a veiling of this shrine. Now let the light devour men and eat them up with blindness. For I am perfect, being not, and my number is 9 by the fools, but with the just I am 8, and 1 in 8, which is vital, for I am none indeed. The empress and the king are not of me, for there is a further secret. I am the empress and the hierophant, thus 11, as my bride is 11. Hear me, ye people of sighing. The sorrows of pain and regret are left to the dead and the dying, the folk that not know me as yet. These are dead, these fellows. They feel not. We are not for the poor and sad. The lords of the earth are our kinsfolk. Is a god to live in a dog? No, but the highest are of us. They shall rejoice, our chosen, who sorroweth is not of us. Beauty and strength, leaping laughter and delicious languor, force and fire are of us. We have nothing with the outcast and the unfit. Let them die in their misery, for they feel not. Compassion is the vice of kings. Stamp down the wretched and the weak. This is the law of the strong. This is our law and the joy of the world. Think not, O king, upon that lie, that thou must die. Verily, thou shalt not die, but live. Now let it be understood, if the body of the king dissolve, he shall remain in pure ecstasy forever. Nui, Hadit, Rahur, Kuit, the sun, strength and sight, light. These are for the servants of the star and the snake. I am the snake that giveth knowledge and delight and bright glory, and stir the hearts of men with drunkenness. To worship me, take wine and strange drugs, whereof I will tell my prophet and be drunk thereof. They shall not harm ye at all. It is a lie, this folly against self. The exposure of innocence is a lie. Be strong, O man. Lust, enjoy all things of sense and rapture. Fear not that any god shall deny thee for this. I am alone. There is no god where I am. Behold, these be grave mysteries, for there are also of my friends who be hermits. Now think not to find them in the forest or on the mountain, but in beds of purple, caressed by magnificent beasts of women with large limbs, and fire and light in their eyes, and masses of flaming hair about them. There shall ye find them. Ye shall see them at rule, at victorious armies, at all the joy. And there shall be in them a joy a million times greater than this. Beware lest any force another, king against king. Love one another with burning hearts. On the low men trample in the fierce lust of your pride, in the day of your wrath. Ye are against the people, O my chosen. I am the secret serpent coiled about to spring. In my coiling there is joy. If I lift up my head, I and my Nui are one. If I droop down mine head and shoot forth venom, then is rapture of the earth, and I and the earth are one. There is great danger in me, for who doth not understand these runes shall I make a great miss. He shall fall down into the pit, called Because, and there he shall perish with the dogs of reason. Now a curse upon Because and his kin, may Because be accursed forever. If Will stops and cries, why? Invoking Because, then Will stops and does not. If Power asks why, then is Power weakness. Also, reason is a lie, for there is a factor infinite and unknown, and all their words are skew-wise. Enough of Because. Be he damned for a dog. But ye, O my people, rise up and awake. Let the rituals be rightly performed with joy and beauty. There are rituals of the elements and feasts of the times. A feast for the first night of the prophet and his bride. A feast for the 3 days of the writing of the book of the law. A feast for Tahuti and the child of the prophet. Secret, O prophet. A feast for the supreme ritual and a feast for the equinox of the gods. A feast for fire and a feast for water. A feast for life and a greater feast for death. A feast every day in your hearts in the joy of my rapture. A feast every night unto Nu and the pleasure of uttermost delight. I, feast, rejoice. There is no dread hereafter. There is the dissolution and eternal ecstasy in the kisses of Nu. There is death for the dogs. Dost thou fail? Art thou sorry? Is fear in thine heart? Where I am, these are not. Pity not the fallen. I never knew them. I am not for them. I console not. I hate the consoled and the consoler. I am unique and conqueror. I am not of the slaves that perish. Be they damned and dead. Amen. This is of the four. There is a fifth who is invisible, and therein am I as a babe in an egg. Blue am I, and gold in the light of my bride, but the red gleam is in my eyes, and my spangles are purple and green. Purple beyond purple, It is the light higher than eyesight. There is a veil. That veil is black. It is the veil of the modest woman. It is the veil of sorrow and the pall of death. This is none of me. Tear down that lying specter of the centuries. Veil not your vices in virtuous words. These vices are my service. Ye do well, and I will reward you here and hereafter. Fear not, O prophet, when these words are said, thou shalt not be sorry. Thou art emphatically my chosen, and blessed are the eyes that thou shalt look upon with gladness. But I will heed thee in a mask of sorrow. They that see thee shall fear thou art fallen, but I lift thee up. Nor shall they who cry aloud their folly that thou meanest not avail. Thou shalt reveal it. Thou availest. They are the slaves of because. They are not of me. The stops as thou wilt. The letters? Change them not in style or value. Thou shalt obtain the order and value of the English alphabet. Thou shalt find new symbols to attribute them unto. Begone, ye mockers. Even though ye laugh in my honor, ye shall laugh not long. Then when ye are sad, know that I have forsaken you. He that is righteous shall be righteous still. He that is filthy shall be filthy still. Yea, deem not of change. Ye shall be as ye are, and not other. Therefore the kings of the earth shall be kings forever. The slaves shall serve. There is none that shall be cast down or lifted up. All is ever as it was. Yet there are masked ones, my servants. It may be that yonder beggar is a king. A king may choose his garment as he will. There is no certain test, but a beggar cannot hide his poverty. Beware, therefore, love all, lest perchance is a king concealed. Say you so? Fool, if he be a king, thou canst not hurt him. Therefore strike hard and low into hell with them, master. There is a light before in thine eyes, O prophet, a light undesired, most desirable. I am uplifted in thine heart, and the kisses of the stars rain hard upon thy body. Thou art exhaust in the voluptuous fullness of the inspiration. The expiration is sweeter than death, more rapid and laughterful than a caresses of hell's own worm. Oh, thou art overcome. We are upon thee. Our delight is all over thee. Hail! Hail, prophet of Nu, prophet of Had, prophet of Ra, Hur, Ku. Now rejoice, now come in our splendor and rapture. Come in our passionate peace and write sweet words for the kings. I am the master, thou art the holy chosen one. Write and find ecstasy in writing, work and be our bed in working. Thrill with the joy of life and death. Ah, thy death shall be lovely. Who seeth it shall be glad. Thy death shall be the seal of the promise of our age-long love. Come, lift up thine heart and rejoice. We are one, we are none. Hold, hold. Bear up in thy rapture. Fall not in swoon of the excellent kisses. Harder, hold up thyself. Lift thine head, breathe not so deep, die. Ah, ah, what do I feel? Is the word exhausted? There is help and hope in other spells. Wisdom says, be strong, then canst thou bear more joy. Be not animal, refine thy rapture. If thou drink, drink by the 80 and 90 rules of art. If thou love, exceed by delicacy. And if thou do aught joyous, let there be subtlety therein. But exceed, exceed. Strive ever to more. And if thou art truly mine, and doubt it not, and if thou art ever joyous, death is the crown of all. Ah, ah, death, death, thou shalt long for death. Death is forbidden, O man, unto thee. The length of thy longing shall be the strength of its glory. He that lives long and desires death, much is ever the king among the kings. Aye, listen to the numbers and the words. 4638. ABK24ALGMOR3YX24 89 RPS TOVAL. What meaneth this, O prophet? Thou knowest not, nor shalt thou know ever. There cometh one to follow thee. He shall expound it. But remember, O choose none to be me, to follow the love of Nu in the starlit heaven, to look forth upon men to tell them this glad word. O be thou proud and mighty among men. Lift up thyself, for there is none like unto thee among men or among gods. Lift up thyself, O my prophet. Thy stature shall surpass the stars. They shall worship thy name, foursquare, mystic, wonderful, the number of the man, and the name of thy house, 418. The end of the hiding of Hadith, and blessing and worship to the prophet of the lovely star. Thank you for listening to this sample. To continue listening to this book and for access to all of our other full audiobooks, please subscribe for $7.77 per month. Go to adultbrain.ca or follow the link in the show notes. This will be a completely separate podcast with a new RSS feed and will have all the titles from this feed as well. Thank you for your help and support in bringing rare and forgotten books to audio for the world.